Someone deliberately spiked a coffee pot with arsenic last week at the Gustav Adolf Evangelical Church in New Sweden, Maine. One man died and 15 others were hospitalized. Residents of the small farming community are trying to get their lives back to normal. Yesterday, more than 200 people packed the church to reclaim it as a place of worship. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm reports.
The scene of what is said to be one of the largest criminal poisonings in U.S. history is a most unlikely place. A small, steepled, stucco church with stained glass windows and an aging congregation with names like Gustafsson and Jepsen. Swedish roots run deep in this town of just over 600 that was settled by immigrant farmers in the 1870s. Here, attending church is a regular pastime, and so is having a cup of coffee after the service.
I'd like to call to everyone's attention that I'm enjoying a cup of coffee.
Bishop Margaret Payne is the leader of the New England Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church. She led Sunday services in New Sweden to send a message.
It's important for everyone to know that this still is a place where we get together in fellowship and in safety.
Cameras and microphones were kept out of the church as members of the congregation and their friends sang and wept. They prayed for 78-year-old Walter Morrill, who died of arsenic poisoning, and for the 15 people still undergoing treatment. They also prayed for the family of Daniel Bondeson. On Friday afternoon, the 53-year-old parishioner was shot to death at his farmhouse 3 miles from the church. Chief Investigator Dennis Appleton says his shooting is linked to the arsenic poisonings, but exactly how Bondeson was involved remains unclear.
Simply because an individual is deceased, particularly Mr. Bondeson, that does not specifically rule him in or out, as we have not ruled on his cause of death.
Described as quiet, Bondeson was the vice president of a local historical society. A competitive runner and skier, he worked as a substitute teacher and raised organic potatoes. Until his father died a year and a half ago, he had always lived with his parents. The tragedy at the Gustav Adolf Lutheran Church comes at a difficult time. The church's membership has been steadily declining, and it's been without a full-time pastor for several years. There had even been preliminary discussions about merging with another church. Ed Margeson is the vice president of the church council, and his son Eric is one of the poisoning victims.
Perhaps as a community we've lost a bit of our innocence.
But Margeson says he thinks all the grief and loss will pull both the community and the church together.
We feel that this has been a tragedy for all of us and that it's going to stimulate a lot of our membership to be with us and to be together.
Police are asking all 50 members of the congregation to submit fingerprints and DNA samples so that they can compare them to evidence taken from the church. They have not ruled out additional suspects. And they say they continue to work on finding an answer to the biggest mystery of all in this case, a motive. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in New Sweden, Maine.